Very good. Moving along now to item number 17, public comment. Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Just two things. One is, what's the status of the Freight Depot purchase, Pierce's property?
We're in negotiations.
Okay.
We don't have a contract yet.
Okay.
We're in negotiations.
Okay. And what's the intended or possible use of the Freight Depot? Is it, what are we going to use it for?
Well, there's multiple possibilities to be used as a depot, mm-hmm. as a passenger depot. Can be used also as a convention center. Can be used for special events. There's a multitude of different.
Can I expand on that a little
sure.
bit? Yeah, I think we're a little bit ahead probably of ourselves on potential intended use, and I have to be careful with my words because the existing owner has certainly cared for it and loves it greatly. So I don't want any of my comments to be construed as negative toward him. But the county over the past at least half century and probably even longer has made it a practice to acquire historic treasures and then pour special resource grant fundings. Fourth Ward School, I think, is the textbook example. You know, under going to draw a total blank as to the Mark Price's leadership, followed up by Barbara and soon to be by Laura. They've done a great job channeling monies from foundations like E.L. Weingarten and others. So it would be our hopes that we could continue on more or less on steroids with what Mr. Powell has done and accomplished during his period of ownership down there and just help preserve and protect it and then look at uses.
Okay. So okay, when negotiations are done, you'll let us know at that time.
Yep. Yeah, a new train operator, should Tom ever choose to sell, may see value in extending the line, so Tunnel 6 is still a good shelf product to hold on to.
Okay. My second question is, what are the switch abatements? I mean, we knew what the Tesla abatements were. It was public. It was, you know, galactically communicated. I probably missed it, but what are the switch abatements?
I can do that if you wish.
Yeah.
Okay. To the best of my knowledge, and there were little details to work out, little like, you know, is it all but 2%? If it's the 2% that isn't abated, and I'm going to go into them specifically here in just a minute. If it's the 2%, do we get any of it? The 3 1/4 cent overrides that Hugh mentioned earlier. So specifically, and I'll try to address this by what isn't abated for Tesla, or Switch, excuse me, as opposed to Tesla, and also what is to answer your question. First off, real property taxes are not abated, period. They will pay 100% of their real property taxes. Keeping in mind that's really just mostly the shell building and ancillary improvements, but still sizable. So they pay 100% of that. They have no desire to ask for that to be abated. Next off, mostly because of the nature of data farms, data servers, there's a massive amount of very expensive equipment that rolls through. For instance, during legislative testimony, the head of Governor's Office of Economic Development talked about, you know, a rack of equipment, one of 1,000 or 2,000, whatever this place will have as capacity, you know, it's being worth at least $250,000 and changing out usually every 18 to 24 months because of either processing efficiencies or, more importantly, most of the time because of energy efficiencies or a combination thereof. They run cooler, they don't need as much, yada, yada, yada. eBay politely got up right after that and said eBay doesn't put, and I apologize to any Kia car owners out there, eBay doesn't put Kia equipment in their racks. They put Cadillac equipment in their racks. Our racks will have a minimum of $1 million in each rack, and eBay is the first anchor tenant. On those, because of the replenishment and everything, if you will, and the dollar amount, those would fall under personal property, and those are abated to a level of 75%. For, I want to say, 15 years.
If they pay 25%.
They pay 25% full boat, and 75% is abated. And I believe if you look at the average, what I call the shelf incentive program, they have to meet certain hurdles. You know, I think in this case they have to invest it's at least a half a million, and it might be a million. They're going to invest way more than that. But there are, again, similar thresholds to Tesla's, not as dramatic as Tesla's. So they pay 25% on personal property tax, and that's an ongoing thing because it's based on valuations every year as of July 1st. And then their sales and use taxes are abated in full, all but 2%, excuse me, with the 2% going to the state and not to the county for, I believe, a similar period, but I think it's 15 years, Nicole. And if you look at the standard shelf package right now that people like Project Greeley are going to apply for and be eligible for, others, RDOP metals, the standard shelf product right now is 50% abatement of sales and use for 10 years, so that really is an extra increase of 25% in 5 more years. And then personal property is 50% in 10 years, so that's an increase of 25% in 5 more years.
So the all but 2% and that 2% going to the state means that doesn't go to Washoe either, given the zip code issue.
Not as long as they report it right. You know, I mean, that's the problem that these guys have, you know, and we spend an adequate amount of time, quite frankly. Part of me doesn't care who they report it to because it won't get abated unless it goes into the Story County one. It's just like Tesla. So it's in their best interest to make sure because Washoe County has no abatement agreements.
Okay. And there's the size of that deal certainly isn't Tesla, so there's no offsets that they will be providing the county.
Understood.
That's a question.
First off, I want to clarify. Depending on who you talk to at any given time and keeping in mind that Switch is a privately owned corporation, so, you know, I can't speak for them. The amount ultimately of their investments over time upon build out of the campus is staggering because of the values of the equipment that are going to go through and churn, the amounts of the payroll that are going into the communities. I won't start a sentence saying it's not as sizable as Tesla. It's got every bit of much potential to far exceed that. But they just didn't take the same approach that Tesla did. They took, we need better abatements than the standard shelf products are out there. We need abatements for the uniqueness of our facilities. But they will be paying their way. So there were no provisions. So I guess I should add in, we deeply discounted our plan review and permitting fees for Tesla. For a project like this, we have no such authority to do that, and we won't be doing it. And it has already been discussed with them right up front. These are our fees charged by community development. These are our fees charged by the fire district. And their executive vice president of construction has said, okay, I get it. Thank you very much. Where do you want me to send the check? So there will be 100% payment of all that, contrary to what we experienced with Tesla. Since they're paying 100% of their real property tax, and what should be staggering amounts on personal property tax, there was really no need to go back to them and say we need help staffing a fire station or adding more cops or doing that stuff. Their employee impact will, in my opinion, probably be less than Tesla in terms of body counts. Mm-hmm. If we can, several of us toured the Las Vegas campus, we can expect maybe up to 400 actual Switch employees. And then certainly the eBays of the world, the MGM Grands, any other anchor will have a number of people either on-site daily or on-site periodically, depending on their own requirements, because they run their systems. Switch is basically just like us, a storage garage.
So will they also then be doing, you know, the example being like in the Highlands, you know, if I put in a pole, I pay so everyone else who's had to pay for that pole. You had mentioned as part of the Tesla agreement relative to the utilities and some of the infrastructure, they're willing to front us that money, but that as more people come in. Now, is that more people in the Tesla ecosystem or is it more people anywhere in TRI?
Great question. Little complex answer, but really it's pretty simple. That methodology that you mentioned, the NV Energy line extension methodology, that was a factor in our agreement with Tesla, but strictly as far as who pays a percentage of that Quint fire truck that I mentioned, the 110-foot ladder truck, we had to get that particular piece of equipment only because of Tesla. We had equipment that would service up to 55 feet. It was certified, and the ladder would go 55 feet. But we need it higher because Tesla's 72 feet, I believe. So with Tesla, we did agree, the commission agreed, that should another building go in Frye that exceeds 55 feet in height, then those payments will be shared under that strategy or that structure. This building will not be 55. It will not exceed 55.
So they're not doing any. You're not doing any billbacks on the Tesla specific.
Not for this project because it doesn't exceed 55 feet. And that, by the way, only applied to the Quint truck. It did not apply to anything else.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Good. Any other public comment? We're adjourned.